2 mil predicted today for the track here at Eagle Farm, and maybe a chance of 3 to 5 mil tomorrow. Good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, that weather forecast is quite interesting, isn't it, in Brisbane, given it's been pretty chilly up there all week. I haven't had a whole lot of rain, but we don't sort of want that rain on race day, do we, there tomorrow for their big group one day. So we'll just wait and see how that plays out over the next 24 hours, guys.
Yeah. Blake Shin, he's secured a Hong Kong licence.
Yeah, great news for Blake, wasn't it, Laurie? Yesterday came through the Hong Kong Jockey Club, has granted him a licence to ride in the jurisdiction from next season. I don't think I'm talking out of school here when I say that Blake, for a long time, has been one of the scratch addicts to ride overseas on a semi-permanent basis. I don't know if he'll pace himself over there, you know, in the long, long term over in Hong Kong, but I mean, he's tried to ride in Hong Kong several times in the last sort of 5 or so years. He's received a few knockbacks, and finally Blake's got the opportunity to go over there and ride in Hong Kong, which is going to be great for him. He's based himself up in Queensland, as we know, for this winter carnival, and he's just riding winners for fun. It's probably one of the best decisions he's made for a long time. So that'll be the next natural step in Blake's career, to try and test himself over there in Hong Kong and join a few of the Aussie expats like Zach Purton and Chad Schofield, and I'm sure he'll make a success of it.
Yeah, you'd be going well to try and peg back Zach. He's on absolute fire at the moment. And what about this bonus, this $2 million bonus we were talking about regarding the Cox Plate? Looks like we could have snared a big Japanese runner.
Well, they've invited Armanai, TK, the Moonee Valley Racing Club. That's their really headline horse. They've nominated on their list of 11 international invites they've issued for the Cox Plate. Now, I think it's a long shot they'll get a horse like Armanai to come for the Cox Plate, but there's no harm in trying. And as we discussed earlier in the week, they've attach this $2 million bonus if horses can win selected international races and come down and win the Cox Plate. All expenses paid, so they'll pay for all your travel expenses as well. Armand I will be an absolute dream result. I highly doubt it will happen. But Ben Battle's there as well, that ran second to Winks last year in the Cox Plate. He's been issued an invite as well. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But they're not backwards in coming forward. The Moonee Valley Racing Club trying to get some of these star international horses down to Melbourne for the spring.
Vedora retired.
Yeah, Lloyd Cannonball's brought the pin, Laurie. That's probably no great surprise given the breeding season's coming up. She's been the horse that's really taken Lloyd to the next level, I suppose, in his career, winning a couple of Group 1s. And she had that little international campaign over there in Dubai and then back to Hong Kong. And connections aside, now is enough. So she'll head to the breeding barn. And another one of these sprinters, one of these top-line sprinters we've lost from our sprinting ranks heading towards the Spring Carnival on the Everest.
What about tips for the weekend, mate? We're trying to chase some winners.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in my lane, TK, and sort of stick to Randwick if that's okay. My best is race 5, number 4, Tanika. I thought she was pretty good first up over 1,000 metres, and I don't think it should be as big a discrepancy in the market between her and the favourite, Call Me Royal. So, willing to lean her way at a nice each-way price of around $7. I thought the value was race 8, number 6, Tip Top. On paper, his 2 runs back have probably been a little bit plain, but he takes on the Criswell Army here in the 8th race, and I think he's got a little bit closer, and he loves the Randwick mile. So, best bet is race 5, number 4, Tanika, and the best value is race 8, number 6, Tip Top.
Well, there's actually good value in both those tips, mate. Race 5, number 4, Tanika is currently $7 at tab.com.au, and your value bet, Tip Top, race 8, number 6, Tip Top is at $15. Thanks, Adam.
Enjoy Straight Back Day, guys.